This morning we went out to Vishwamgat, Janmastan, and Gokula. And we invoked the presence of these holy places with the presence of Sri Govardhan Lal, Vaishnavas, prayers, the holy name. And next week the garden contractors, earth movers, will begin working on these five places, the three I just mentioned, and two others we're going to be visiting either this evening or tomorrow morning, weather permitting, and that is two on the banks of the Jamuna. When we went out, I spoke today about the philosophical reason, or the reasoning behind Krishna's leaving Vrindavan. Of course, we know Paritanaya Sadunam Binasha Chaduskitam Dharma Samstapanartaya. Krishna appeared to kill the demons, and they were all over the world, and therefore Krishna traveled all throughout India and killed demons in different places, aside from the ones that originally came to Vrindavan, Kamsa's friends, and balance of the rascals were drawn to Kurukshetra and were all killed over there by the Pandavas. And of course that's also where Krishna reestablished religious principles by speaking Bhagavad Gita. However, there's a somewhat more esoteric reason, or reason connected with Krishna's Brajalila, for Krishna's also departing from Vrindavan and going to Mathura. And it's connected with the pastime that devotees probably know about in Premavan or Prem Sarovar. And the essence of that pastime is that Radha and Krishna were sitting together in the company of the gopis in a very pleasant atmosphere, enjoying the scenery of the place, their mutual association, the songs and dances of gopis. And Mother Mangal was even present as the guard of honor, protecting the kunj from any intruders. But all of a sudden, a bumblebee appeared and started to buzz around Srimati Radharani. Mother Mangal got rid of the bee. And when he'd completed his mission, he came back and announced that Madhusudan was gone, Madhusudan also being a name for the bee. Srimati Radharani's ecstasy, particularly the ecstasy which is known as continuous ecstasy or anurag, at this stage became sparked off, was sparked off by the statement that she misunderstood to mean that Madhusudan Krishna is now gone. And even though Krishna was sitting right beside her, she became so overwhelmed by this ecstasy that she lost sight of him and began to think that actually Krishna had left, Krishna had gone. Thinking like that, she cried out and wept after Krishna. And this sudden and unexpected tidal wave of emotion caught Krishna by surprise and literally swept him off his feet, so much so that he became fully absorbed in the same mood of separation that Srimati Radharani was. In other words, he lost sight of her and started lamenting after her, "Oh, where are you, dear Radha?" Their combined delirium of transcendental bliss stunned the gopis, who just, they became motionless like statues. They couldn't react, they couldn't pacify either the divine couple. And so when Radha and Krishna fainted in their pain of mutual separation from each other, the gopis also fainted, leaving a panic-stricken Madhu Mangal to try to resolve the situation. And he did, with the help of Shuka and Sari, two parrots, He induced them to chant Krishna's parrot, chanted Krishna's name, Shari, Srimati Radharani's parrot, chanted Srimati Radharani's name, and Krishna was revived by hearing that sound vibration, Srimati Radharani by hearing Krishna's name. And when they were revived, and the gopis became revived, and in this way, once again, the happy atmosphere of their pastimes of association and meeting continued on. However, Krishna didn't forget this event. It lingered with him, particularly so because it's a certain phenomenon that he regularly experiences with his cowherd boyfriends, with his parents, who are always experiencing a certain level, greater or lesser, and never really quite as intense as Srimati Radharani does, of fear of impending separation from Krishna. In the morning, when Mother Yashoda is dressing, bathing, feeding Krishna, in the back of her mind, she's thinking, but he's going to leave for the pastures. And although Krishna is out in the pastures with the cowherd's boys all day long, still Sridharam and Subal, they're also thinking, but when he goes home, we're not going to see him. And although Krishna is with the gopis midday and in the and at night, they're also thinking that at a certain point he's going to leave. And this causes them pain. This constant fear of Krishna's impending separation, sometimes it swells, sometimes it falls in intensity, but it's always there, causing pain to the Brijbasis and also causing pain to Krishna. After all, Paritanaya Sadhanam, Krishna has come to give pleasure to the devotees, and the main way in which he's giving pleasure to devotees is by his personal association, from which they derive great bliss. But now Krishna is seeing on a regular basis that in his association, and shown to its extreme by Srimati Radharani at Prema Sarovara, his associates experience great pain. They experience his absence. They're always fearing for his absence, and even experience his absence right in his presence. So this wasn't actually the purpose of his mission. And then also Krishna sees that when he is actually absent from them, when he's absent from the gopis, for instance, then they experience his personal association in very unique ways. If Srimati Radharani sees a tamaltree with a peacock nearby, she'll mistake it for Krishna and thinks that she's seeing Krishna. Even more to the point, exemplified by when Vishakadevi gave Srimati Radharani a drawing of Krishna. And when Srimati Radharani was examining that drawing, and later on she reported that she envisaged that a youth jumped out of the picture, very beautifully dressed with peacock feather, and very charming, captivated her heart and engaged with her in all kinds of pastimes. So, from which she was very, very blissful. So Krishna's thinking, when I'm present with them, they're feeling pain, transcendental pain, which is also bliss. And but when I'm away from them, then being away from them places them in such a intense emotion that they're thinking that they're with me, or they virtually actually see me present, and that way they become happy. So therefore Krishna came to this conclusion, which was his own conclusion, and certainly not one that's favored or desired by his associates, that they're better off if he leaves Vrindavan, because that way they will always be absorbed in his bhava feature, and always be happy like that, situated in transcendental bliss, which is the real purpose of his descent. And as that thought sort of percolated and matured into action, eventually one day Krishna's Yogamaya arranged that Kamsa send this wrestling invitation invitation to wrestle through Akrura, and Akrura then stole Krishna from the Brijbasis, took him to Mathura, and from there Krishna could easily travel to the other places of India in order to fulfill his mission. And although he did return at different times to Vrindavan, still he was away more often than he was there. And at the times when he was away, the Brijbasis were absorbed in great feelings of separation, and those feelings of separation allowed them or obliged them to really be with Krishna in a way that heightened the transcendental bliss. Anyway, those were some thoughts today about Krishna's reason for leaving Vrindavan.